Lerner's analysis breaks down in several parts, largely because of his thumbless grasp of the true nature of fascism. But far more important, he largely concedes that the politics of meaning is, in effect, an attempt to provide an alternative to an imagined right-wing politics of meaning that he considers fascistic. He sees a fascistic straw man on the right and in response feels justified in creating an actual nice fascism of the left. He grounds all of it in vast departures into religious exhortation, arguing that his is a politics in the image of God, a point he also hammers home relentlessly in his recent books, The Left Hand of God and Spirit Matters. Defenders of the politics of meaning, such as Cornel West, Jonathan Kozol, and even such mainstream historians as John Milton Cooper, reject or ignore the radical statism of Lerner's project. Still, they defend their political religion with a lot of classical third-wave verbiage about rejecting both free market anarchy and statism in favor of a new synthesis balancing the community and the individual. To put it in crude terms, writes Lerner, neither capitalism nor socialism in the forms that they have developed in the 20th century seems particularly appealing to me. Rather, what appeals to him are pragmatic approaches that differ from the typical left-right divisions, which must be transcended as we develop a politics for the 21st century. It's all so unoriginal. The French fascist slogan was much catchier. Ni droite ni gauche. As we've seen, ideologically fascist and progressive totalitarianism was never a mere doctrine of statism. Rather, it claimed that the state was the natural brain of the organic body politic. Statism was the route to collectivism. Government was merely the place where the spiritual will of the people would be translated into action. Marxists like to use the word praxis to describe this unity of theory and action. One consequence of this view is that institutions and individuals that stand apart from the state or the progressive tide are inherently suspect and labeled selfish, social Darwinist, conservative, or most ironically, fascist. The state's role is not so much to make every decision as to be the metronome for the Gleichschaltung, ensuring that the decision makers are all in perfect agreement about the direction society needs to take. In a properly ordered progressive society, the state wouldn't take over Harvard or McDonald's, but it would certainly ensure that the Harvards and McDonald's had their priorities straight. The politics of meaning is ultimately a theocratic doctrine because it seeks to answer the fundamental questions about existence, argues that they can only be answered collectively, and insists that the state put those answers into practice. This liberal fascist thinking was nicely exposed in an exchange between the television producer Norman Lear and the conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer in 1993.